right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Wildcard Wednesday coming up, so get your requests in. 312-981-7200 for Wildcard Wednesday. 312-981-7200. What you just heard there was the song One Way Out by the Allman Brothers, and that was Great Moments in Vinyl in a rehearsal of their rehearsal for their upcoming show, which is this Friday at August 18th at Martyrs, and it's $15 to get in. Great Moments in Vinyl, they come in all the time, and they pay tribute to a lot of really great bands, and we always love to have the guys in. Lindsey Cochran's the guy who puts it all together. Lindsey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Always great to have you.
Thank you.
But joining us for the first time ever is Bill Grady, who is a solo artist, singer, songwriter, guitarist, all that cool stuff. Welcome to the show, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And you're going to be part of the show on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Dude, you and me both.
Great. So, Lindsey, tell everybody again about Great Moments in Vinyl.
I got a new way of explaining it. I talk about how listening to an album, listening to a record, is an intimate experience. It's something that we've all done. We've got that cassette that we listen to in the car, maybe that album we put on the iPod, or growing up, maybe the 8-track tape we'd listen to. But it was just a one-on-one kind of thing. We got into the music. It made us excited. It just made our day listening to it. So I take all those separate, intimate experiences. Let's bring us all together and celebrate this music that we love, this music that changed our lives. Find classic albums, put them on the stage, and do it in a live setting so we can share it with other people.
And you gather some of the great musicians in the area.
Absolutely. Well, we wouldn't be doing the Allman Brothers if we didn't have Bill Grady, for example. Mm. You know, Richard Pettengill, a longtime guitarist with Great Moments in Vinyl, he plays a mean slide guitar, and he loves a lot of that jam band kind of stuff. But he said, you got to work with this Bill Grady guy I met. He's just so good. So we recruited him. He said yes. And so we're doing the Allman Brothers. And not just, it's their album at Fillmore East. They released it as a double record set, but taped like three nights of concerts. And eventually they released that as a deluxe album with all the audio that came from those shows. And that's what we're putting on stage, the whole deluxe version.
The whole uncut deluxe version of At Fillmore East. At Fillmore East, one of the legendary live albums of all time.
Absolutely.
Of all time.
It was game-changing in a lot of ways. And at the time it came out as a double record for the price of a single.
Yeah. Yeah. So is Whip and Post going to be about 23 minutes long when you guys do it?
What do you think?
Plus or minus 90 seconds.
Yeah. We're doing Mountain Jam, too.
Oh, you do? Yeah, okay. It's going to be a long night, then.
It is.
That second set's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, no kid. Bill, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much, man. I'm excited to be here.
How did you get to know Richard? Where did you? That's the connection here, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. So I met Richard. I play in a lot of groups around town and kind of grew up as a blues guy. And so as a blues guy, of course, got into the Allman Brothers, and that led to a whole, you know, array of jam bands that you can. Allman Brothers were my gateway.
Yeah, I understand.
Into that entire world. Yeah. And played with a lot of, and since I've gotten back from school, I've played with a lot of really great Grateful Dead cover bands around town, like Terrapin Flyer and Northwest Corner. And I've sat in with Mr. Blotto a couple times as well. And, you know, it's amazing. You start playing a lot of those shows and you start to see the same people kind of pop up and the same people on Facebook kind of commenting on things. And eventually Richard sat in with one of the bands that I was playing with. And I was like, oh, that's the guy from Facebook, right on. And then he tore the house down. Yeah. I think we were playing Scarlet Begonias, and I was like, this is my guy. I don't know who this guy is yet, but this is my guy.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, became fast friends, and here we are.
Where are you from, man?
I'm originally from Northbrook.
No, you're from Northbrook. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Berklee College of Music for college out in Boston, and majored in guitar performance. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit more about your music and everything. Cool.
But
let's talk a little bit about the Allman Brothers.
Sure.
Lindsey, one of the unique things about Great Moments in Vinyl is you're on stage. Not only are you playing instruments, but you also tell stories that flesh out the songs and flesh out the album for the people. So it's a unique experience, unlike regular like sort of tribute bands. There's a story element weaved into it.
And part of the reason for that is too, we don't want to be in that position where people are like, I've seen a band called Classic Albums Live, and I found myself sitting there saying, are they really playing this like the album? You know. And I don't want people doing that. I want people getting caught up in the music, the excitement of the music, and the way I get around that In part, but telling some stories about the music.
Now, when you were doing research for this one, how much are you, Allman Brothers fan? When did you first get into the Allman Brothers?
I would say about a month ago.
Come on.
No, you know, I have a background in rock radio. So yeah. I played a lot of different bands on the radio right. and come to appreciate a lot of different groups for various different reasons. I like the Allman Brothers, but I wasn't into them. But that's true of many of the other bands that we've played, too. And as I've done some research, I was like, wow. Oh,
well,
okay.
What are some of the things you found out about the Allman Brothers that a couple of stories maybe that you would like to share this morning?
Here's a great little story.
All right.
Dwayne and Greg Allman didn't get to know their father at all. He'd served in World War II. The boys were conceived soon after he returned home to Nashville. One night, while they were still toddlers, the father went to a bar with a buddy from the war. Strangers started chatting them up. After buying them beers, he asked for a ride home. When they reached the countryside, the man pulled out an Army 45, told Mr. Allman to get out of the car, and shot him. According to an article in Rolling Stone, Greg Allman remembers growing up sad and depressed in the aftermath of that, and he says that when you look at the photos of Dwayne from their childhood, you see a look of defiance there. There was a very real pain that gripped them both, and maybe that's why they had such an affinity for the blues. Dwayne's exquisite guitar playing is legendary, and as for his brother Greg, Rolling Stone described him as possessing one of the band's signature attractions, a powerfully erotic, poignant, and authoritative blues voice. He sang blues not as a vocation, but as a heritage that went deep and ancient. And his son agrees. Devin Allman says, "When I see my dad sing, I know he's pulling from his life. He just has this innate ability to draw on that despair."
And we just lost Greg.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll tell that story. We'll go into Stormy Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I didn't know that story about his father, about their father. That's
a tragedy has just yeah. dogged these guys all their lives.
Yeah. Yeah. No wonder they got into the blues, man. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Now, what about you, Bill? You said you were a blues guy. You got into and you said the Allman Brothers was your gateway.
Absolutely.
Tell me about how you got into it, when you first came across the Allman Brothers or how you were turned on to them.
Yeah, of course. So my dad has really, really good taste in music. And from a young age, you know, he would just put a CD in his car and he'd kind of just leave it there for like 3 or 4 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever CD was in there, the first, you know, four songs we got to know really, really well because we weren't driving more than 20 minutes
right.
you know, to and from football practice, what have you.
Yeah.
And one of the first albums he put in was I believe, at Fillmore East.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we would listen to the Grateful Dead and we'd listen to, you know, Dave Matthews Band and some Fish and some other things here
right.
and there. And, you know, when we kind of, and he would cycle through those. And when it came back around to At Fillmore East, hearing that slide guitar was the thing that it opened up an entire world to me that, you know, everyone kind of knows the sound of slide guitar, you know,
yeah.
if you've ever seen, you know, a commercial for a barbecue place or anything. But when you... It's America, you know, what you're going to do. And when you really hear, you know, that opening lick of Statesboro Blues, you know, the first track on the record, you hear how deep the history of, you know, the blues goes and how much of it has kind of gotten lost over the years of what people think blues is. And growing up in a blues town like Chicago, you know, that kind of became the ultimate goal for me, was not necessarily to, you know, become a pop star, or become famous, or do anything else. Like all I wanted to do from I think the age of 14 on was I just wanted to learn slide guitar,
mm-hmm.
and it took me a really long time to find someone who could teach me slide guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally got it, I was hooked and just learned everything that I could. So whether it was acoustic blues or, you know, more of the Derek Trucks stuff or the Dwayne Allman stuff or Ry Cooder or Leo Kaki, you know, all of it was fair game.
Yeah.
And all of it, at least to me, was just felt so personal and just, you know, some of the most perfect guitar.
It's imagine. Cool that you mentioned Ry Cooder. Ry Cooder is a criminally underrated player, man.
Dude.
He's the man. And he's done, not only is his, you know, regular music great, but he's done some amazing soundtracks for
oh, yeah.
movies. His soundtrack for Southern Comfort is one of my favorite soundtracks of any movie ever.
I thought you were going to say Paris, Texas.
Well, yeah, but Paris, Texas is amazing. I mean, Ry Cooder is the man, and I think deserves more like historical credit than he
yeah,
gets.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that's under the radar, and it's not fair.
Big time.
Because he's amazing. He's amazing. When did you first start playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was 14 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom, I started playing piano when I was six. And started playing trombone in school band.
Sure.
I think in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And And I think it was in seventh grade, and my mom told me that I should try guitar. And I remember I was all upset at her. I was like, I'm not cool enough to play guitar, Mom. Like you can't make this stuff up. It was
right.
so dumb.
Yeah.
And she basically said, like I'm driving you to the music store. This is happening. Sorry, man. And I know, right? And then got to the music store and took a lesson. I was like, oh, this is fine. Like I can handle this for a couple months.
Yeah.
And like 4 or 5 months in, it was I knew that I had a problem.
Can I just say, you got crazy supportive parents. I mean, that's amazing.
They're out of their minds.
Yeah.
They're out of their minds.
That's great, man.
They're the best.
That's great. How old are you?
I'm 25.
You're 25. You see, every time we get a young musician in here, because I'm in my 50s, man, mm-hmm. and you get a young musician in here, and he's 25 years old, and he's talking about Ry Cooder instead of, you know, like Nickelback, I feel good about the world. You know what I mean? When I get a 25 in here who knows the history of music, that's because your parents did it for you, man. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
that's
and
cool, man.
Early on, getting shown B.B. King, getting shown Blind Willie Johnson, things that make your head spin around.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right, listen, hang on, everybody. We're talking with Bill Grady and Lindsey Cochran of Great Moments in Vinyl. They're going to be playing the legendary deluxe version of the Allman Brothers Band at Fillmore East. It's this Friday night, August 18th, 9 o'clock at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue. We'll talk more of that. And actually, Bill, you're going to play a song for us, one of yours.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. We'll hear that live and on in audience. All right, in studio, right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Yeah. Allman Brothers. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Wildcard Wednesday coming up. Get your requests in 312-981-7200. That's Great Moments in Vinyl performing the Allman Brothers. And that was a rehearsal audio of Trouble No More. And Lindsey Cochran, who's the guy who puts together Great Moments in Vinyl, joins us every time you guys have a gig, we have you on, which is always great.
Thank you, sir.
And then Bill Grady is here, who is a singer-songwriter in his own regard and a guitar player who is going to be playing in Great Moments in Vinyl. And their gig is this Friday, the 18th, at Martyrs. Before we get back to them, we're going to hear some live music here. We're going to hear a song live in studio from Bill here. All right. Well, Bill, tell me about your songwriting. You have a CD coming out or is out?
I do. I have an album coming out on November 9th called Nothing Runs Free. This is my first.
It's a concept album. Great.
Concept album. Yeah.
I love that idea.
Really, really overreaching for that debut. go big or go
home. A 12-cut concept album for your first CD.
Yes, sir.
Wow, man. All right. Tell me about it.
So I was just telling Lindsey this before we got started. I play a lot of electric guitar in standard tuning, which for the Allman Show is pretty much the go-to. That's one of the things about Dwayne that's amazing is that he does everything he does in standard tuning, whereas a lot of the old school acoustic blues guys would play in open tuning so they could play by themselves. And they can. Is it cool if I give a little demo? Right
yeah, now, go yeah, go ahead.
So I have a guitar with me, Studio Effects. And we can, by having open tuning, you can kind of drone these bottom strings and do a little something on top. Whereas on standard tuning, you can do like a couple tricks here and there like that.
Yeah.
But when I was at school, I didn't have a car because I was going to school in Boston and I was, 19 years old.
Right.
And, because of that, I still needed to find ways to gig and just find ways to be able to jam and have fun without having to worry about, lugging, an amp and a pedal board and three other guys around with me.
Right.
So I got really into this style and I studied with a guy at Berkeley named Dan Bowden to this day who I already knew how to play some electric standard tune slides. So he taught me about the open tunings and about a lot of the early blues stuff. That it took me a little bit to kind of get warmed up to it, but once I was into it, I would just, I would practice all my jazz and whatnot when I would get home from class, and then I would just go out and I would sit on my stoop and I would of my apartment and I would just play this instrument for like 3 or 4 hours a day, and like to the point that I kind of put it into my schedule, like, okay, we got class 1 to 2, we'll practice other stuff 2 to 4, we'll sit on the stoop from 4 to 7, and it was very organized,
right,
artistic time,
right?
And from there, the way I would write my songs is that I always write the music first, and I would sit on my stoop, and I would just play, I would just kind of drone these strings and just find something that I liked on the top with the slide, you know, whatever it might be, just making it up as I go along. And I would never write anything down. I would never record anything. I would sit down on my stoop the next day, and if I could remember what I did the day before, it's probably a pretty good song. And if I couldn't remember, it wasn't
gone.
Worth it.
Yeah, right. So that was how you put it together.
That's how I put it together.
Well, and let's hear a song, man.
Yeah.
What is this one? What are we going to hear?
So this is going to be the first single from the album.
Okay.
This is called Where I Belong.
Where I Belong.
It's definitely the album's very eclectic. There's some songs that are a little bit more, that are a little bit more modern sounding. Like, you know, you have some, you know, kind of interesting, like Radiohead sounding things. And you got some tunes that are a little bit more classical, some tunes that are like very old school blues, some tunes like it got some kind of like New Orleans jazz type stuff on there. All open tune, slide guitar, same instrumentation, but this is one of the tunes that's a little bit more kind of in that old school vein.
Cool.
So if you guys are ready, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right, awesome. I climb the mountains against the sky. Sail through rivers deep and wide. So don't pray for me, my darling, 'cause I'm growing to the place where I belong. I steal the stars, sun and moon, and trade on my heart just to be with you. So don't pray for me, my darling, 'cause I'm going to the place where I belong. Where I belong, where I belong. Oh, I ain't been there for about too long. So don't pray for me, my darling, 'cause I'm going to the place where I belong. Now tell her all about my tear. Maybe forgive her, I might get thrown in jail. But don't pray for me, my darling, 'cause I'm going to the place where I belong. Oh, as I charge to the storm, my heart is aching, but my mind is sure. But don't pray for me, my darling, 'cause I'm going to the place where I belong. Where I belong. I belong where I belong. I ain't been there about too long. So don't pray for me, my darling, 'cause I'm going to the place where I belong.
Dude. That was great, man.
You had some fun on that stoop.
Man, oh, man, that was you were great, dude.
No, much obliged.
You were great, man. Oh, my God, I love that. This guy's going to be playing with Great Moments in Vinyl.
Picture him with a full band.
It's
going
to be amazing. Dude, you were great. That's just, God, I loved it. Loved it. Oh, man. All right, Lindsay, we got time for one more quick story.
Real quick story. Okay, so totally off the wall here. Yeah. When the Almonds went on tour, their manager would book for Greg four or five different hotel rooms because he'd have a girl in each room.
Right.
And he'd just excuse himself. He says, excuse me, I'll be back in a moment, dear. Also, when they were on tour, the manager also handed out a little notice to the band telling them what the age of consent was for each state that they were touring through.
Allman Brothers, man. Doesn't get better. They'll be paying tribute to the Allman Brothers, the Great Moments in Vinyl, this Friday at Martyrs, 3855 North Lincoln Avenue. The website is Great Moments in Vinyl. We have a link on our Facebook page. Before you get out of here, Bill, real quick, I always ask musicians when they come in two questions. Mm-hmm. First album you ever bought?
First album I ever bought.
Like with your, you know, like your money.
With my money.
Yeah.
That would be our experience, Jimi Hendrix.
And okay. He's an old soul, man. He's an old soul.
Yeah.
First concert you ever saw?
Dave Matthews Band.
All right. You're in safe place, man. I've seen him like 33 times. So,
right. Excellent.
Yeah, outstanding. Great to meet you, man. You're really terrific.
Absolutely, you as well.
And we got a link up, and Nothing Runs Free is going to be in November.
Yeah, November 9th. Release
November
show's going to be at Martyrs.
It'll be at Martyrs. Come back, okay? Come back when that comes on.
Will do, man.
Okay,
thank
cool.
You so
Lindsay,
much.
Always a pleasure, man. Always great
to
see
you.
The Friday night at Martyrs, see them play the Allman Brothers at Fillmore East. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DeGilio. The news is coming up next on WGN.